Supercooled shipments of a newly approved coronavirus vaccine rolled out of a Pfizer manufacturing facility in Kalamazoo, Michigan on Sunday for rapid air freight distribution to regional hubs across the United States. Inoculations against the virus that causes the deadly COVID-19 disease will begin very expeditiously, hopefully on Monday, according to Stephen Hahn, the commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, who spoke to CNN on Sunday. More than 184,000 vials were on the first trucks leaving the Pfizer vaccine production facility. Healthcare workers and elderly people in long-term care facilities will be first in line to receive the initial 2.9 million doses at a time when cases are surging in the United States. Senior government officials, including some White House staff members, will also have access to the first round of vaccines and may be inoculated as early as this week. Staff who work closely with President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence would be among the first in the nation to receive the vaccine. According to news reports, the goal is to prevent further spread of the coronavirus in the White House after multiple events there led to outbreaks earlier this year. The U.S. has recorded more cases than any other country, with nearly 300,000 deaths from the virus and more than 16 million infections, according to Johns Hopkins University. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has ordered a Christmas lockdown amid an alarming rise in coronavirus cases in Germany under new emergency measures, which will last from December 16th to January 10th. All schools and non-essential shops across Germany are to close. Bars and restaurants will also remain shut. You can follow all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News.